Testing. That was very high tech scientific testing. Oh boy, there's lots of animal fur all over this. Sorry. Like, that's don't okay. Lick it.
It's phallic shaped. I'm just drawn to it.
I used to have skinny little fella. I ordered this one so it could be like from the Match game.
Sweet.
I wanted to be like, dumb Doris, so dumb.
How dumb is she?
She said, make whoopee. bazooms.
Insert adult joke here.
Yes. Charles Nelson Reilly? Charles Nelson Reilly? That's a Golden Girls do that, like, reference.
So like, like,
do you know he has a true crime connection?
Does he?
Yes. What was I listening to? My Favorite Murder, probably. And they were talking about how there was a circus fire, like, in the olden times when he was a little boy. As opposed to when I was a little girl, that very recent history. And the big top caught on fire. I don't think they ever figured it out. I just heard the story, like, maybe a week ago. And this is how much I can recall. But anyways, they had snuck in. They were a little kid. Him and his brother or something. They snuck in. And then it caught on fire, and they snuck out the way they snuck in. So that's how they got out, because I guess the fire started by the entrance. So that was a great story, Stephanie.
Where's my weed?
And
sneaked. Snuck isn't a word.
It isn't?
If you'd gone to West and had Mrs. Jones for 7th grade English, you would know that. It's actually sneaked.
Oh.
We were all like, nah. No. She's like, get out. And we did, and it was like, it's sneaked. There's no such word as snuck.
Huh.
Really?
I'm going to make it a word.
Right.
I snuck that in there. Now it just sounds stupid, though. Snuck.
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 Okay. You can secretly laugh, because no one knows it, so you can secretly laugh at, like, everybody. Like, I have a superior grammar knowledge that you apparently don't have. It's less common and rare, so I'm superior.
Yeah, I'm better than you because I knew that.
Fucking grammar police.
Warning. This podcast contains discussions of violent crimes and all kinds of terrible, awful things. We talk a lot about weeds, and while that is neither terrible nor awful, if that bothers you, you're not going to like this. Okay, bye. If you have information relating to the I-70 killer, please call 800-800-3510. Thanks. Okay. I just have some topics of things. There's really no news to speak of.
Okay.
And I don't know how I feel about covering other crimes and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling it out to see what we're going to do.
Gotcha.
And I thought at the very least we could just get high and chat.
Well, indeed. I'm very good at that.
Those are two of the things I do every day.
I kind of do that for a living, minus...
Excellent.
Minus a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So I'm a professional listener.
You're a professional. The oldest profession, am I right?
Yeah, right, right. Who wants a blowjob?
That sounded great. I'd like one, see? At the top of my list of interesting things that happened this week, I used to do this when I had FaceTime calls with my mom and my sister. They stopped calling me recently. I used to write down interesting things that happened this week because I never had anything to talk about because I don't do anything.
Right.
So I would make notes. Maybe that's why they stopped calling, because they didn't have anything interesting to talk about. There's no problem there. Like, I just had dinner with my family the other day. I feel like I bitch about them, and I don't want people to think
you're not estranged.
Yeah, there's no problems. I just bitch.
Right?
I mean, I'm sure there's problems.
Indeed.
I didn't mean to get quite this high. And you know what? I don't ever think I can get quite that high.
You know, like, it's kind of like heroin, where, like, it happens once and you have this amazing high, and then you never get it back again. You never get that, like, that high again.
Oh, well, I just underestimate how high I am all the time. Okay. Especially when I'm sitting at home.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
I need to relax. I got to take this. I take it. Yeah. And now I'm high, and I'm like, I'm not high at all. And then Jim comes home, and I'm like, I don't know. I'll say something stupid. And that's how it goes. But I had such a variety today. I had some mints in my purse and some bits and some powder in my coffee. And I still had some in my bowl. It was wonderful.
Nice.
And I usually don't go that hard in the morning, but, you know, I'll do what I have to do for our fans.
Right?
They want us to be high. And I will tell you that I have something on
here. The show is boring as shit if you're sober.
Right? I can't stand listening to her talk. Then she gets high and it's okay.
And it's totally funny.
So the thing with that is on my list, actually, that Terrasana Dispensary is our official, unofficial supporter of the podcast. And I say that because at the local dispensary, we have a fan.
No way.
Yes. I was chatting with my local bud tender a couple weeks ago when I went in. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the podcast because she knows Tessa.
Oh, okay.
So that we were talking, and we do a podcast, and you got to listen, and it's murder. Oh, my God, it's murder. And so she listened to it, and then the next time I came in, she was like, oh, my God, I love your podcast.
Oh, sweet.
So we have a fan. And she said her sister likes it, too.
Nice.
It's very exciting. So
people are listening.
Mm-hmm. We have an estimated audience of 100, I want to say. That's like the estimation of how many people weekly, or not
We're
weekly, but...
We're famous!
I know, every time, but we have over 4,000 listens.
Oh, that's good.
That's just good. How total listens for all of the episodes.
Right.
And this is our 14th episode.
Go. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how many you and I have done together, but we've done a few.
3 or 4.
Yeah. I did a couple myself. Those were not as exciting. They were much more depressing. I got a lot of the early shit out in the first two that I did by myself, where I just wrote out my story and read it.
Yeah.
That was very helpful. Mm-hmm. But I like making appointments to chat with my friends. It's very beneficial for mental health.
Yeah.
And I'm on the maintenance program now with my therapy again.
Oh, okay.
Where last time we talked, it was like a month ago, we didn't really even have anything to talk about.
Yeah. That's kind of a clue.
Yeah.
People are like, I'm happy.
Yeah. I'm like, there's no way I'm better because, like, I'm still a weirdo and sad and whatever, but I know what I need to do with shit.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't want to wait 2 months to talk again because the last time I moved to maintenance like that before, I think I was ready, and or else something terrible just happened right after.
Yeah.
Because there were so many levels to all this shit when I would think it's okay, and then there's more.
Mm-hmm.
But.
It's like I went off Prozac when I was like 23, and my dog died right after it.
Oh.
And something else really bad happened, I think. I can't remember what it was now, but. Like two things, like it was finals at school or something, and my dog died. I was like, this was poor timing.
Yeah, not going to work then.
Yep.
But I think this is going to be good. We have therapy this weekend, this week. And I already know what I want to talk about because it's always been kind of like this, but where my like anxiety gets real bad, like with the panic attacks, like when I have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk to her about that. Because, like, we went to dinner with some family the other day, and there was, like, I was excited. The kids are going to be there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I still got, like, this panic attack, the same kind of thing going out the door, and I'm, like, crying and shaking because everything's going wrong. it's like the ground was kind of muddy, so my heel sunk, and I knew that walking into it, it wasn't a big deal. But I was already
jazzed up.
Yeah, so much interference in my brain.
Right. Yeah, if you're kind of like up here at a level already, then there's not a lot of room, and you can go over the falls.
Easily. Without even a barrel.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't... I'm seeing, though, that that is when I go places, but this one I thought, well, shit. I mean, my family, there's no problems with them. Everything's okay. I'm not scared to see them. But it's not just going to see them either. It's when I...
Was it a restaurant or like one of their places?
It was a restaurant.
Oh, so about a
while. It's like a public thing, maybe. And with my weight gain, too, I know that's part of it.
Yeah.
Because when I get dressed and I'm like, I look so gross in this. I look terrible. I can't... They've got to be embarrassed of me. They've got to just be embarrassed to see me. And like, that's stupid. But that's kind of... I don't know that that's what starts it, because that doesn't feel like that... Like, I don't feel upset thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's what I think we're going to talk about.
Cool.
Because that is something that has always been a problem. Back when I was a little kid and we would go shopping... You know, because you had to go out of town shopping, right? So it's like a whole day thing. And I'm always thinking to myself, be good. You have to be good. This always ends in tears. Don't be bad. And inevitably, I would have a meltdown. But that, I think I was just tired and hungry, and it was too long of a day. But it's the same feeling that I remember, you know? So I like that I have that connection to... be able to discuss with her right when I have my therapy appointment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of jealous I had to cancel this week. Well, my therapist had to cancel this week.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so.
Well, this can be therapy.
Of course, I go every week, so, because I'm a little more nuts.
Well, I was. I mean, and I'm sure we could certainly find plenty of things to discuss.
Right, right.
But I guess we haven't gone that deep.
I've been with my current counselor for 10 years.
That's wonderful.
He's awesome. He's amazing. He is why I am where I am today.
I have almost a year.
Nice.
Would have been longer, except, you know, insurance took forever to get me someone.
Insurance,
which
sucks.
Is just disgusting, but whatever.
Right, right, right.
I watched something on HBO called The Cannibal Cop. And it was a limited series. It's not new. I don't remember how old it was, but it's from a while ago. I think this whole thing happened in like 2012. And it was really food for thought about... That pun wasn't intended, but it was a good one. Because it's like the thought police. And the food.
Right.
I didn't get that part. I was thinking about the thought. Because he didn't actually kill or eat anybody.
Okay.
But he had this whole, like, fantasy life online in these, like, chat rooms about people who were cannibals. And it was, like, supposed to be fantasy. But he was talking about, like, he was sharing pictures of actual people he knew that he was friends with. And, like, I'm going to cook her and I'm going to go see her this weekend. And then he really did go visit her. But, like, he went with his wife and his kid.
And
there
was totally,
nothing
there
salacious.
Was no,
nothing happened.
No late night snacking.
But he was saying he wanted to kill her and eat her. And he was going to go see her this weekend to, like, scope shit out or whatever. And he did take another step, follow through on that, even though it was... pretty clear there was no intention of him doing anything to her, at least at this time. But the shit that he was saying was so, like, gross and violent and scary and awful and associated with, like, actual people he knew, so that he eventually, and he was a cop.
Right.
And, you know, there's an awful lot of murderers who try to go into law enforcement first. And so, like, there's, and, like, there were, you know, experts who said he would kill someone and experts who said he would never, and, you know.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I watched this last week and I don't remember what happened. He was on house arrest with his parents. So, like, I don't remember. Oh, like, he went to prison, but then the judge threw it out.
Right.
Because he was like, he didn't do anything. You can't thought police this shit. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, okay, so you have to wait for him to actually murder her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of the rule. They say that when, like, women go, I'm like, hey, this guy's stalking me. They're like, yes. Oh, sorry, you gotta be killed first.
Yes. So ridiculous. It's like, but I really liked the way the documentary was done, though, because it was really well presented, which you don't always see, to see both sides of it. You know, because 100%, this guy is going to kill someone if he hasn't already. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really disturbing, but he didn't. And then he lost his job.
Yeah.
And his wife, and not lost his kid, but, you know, the wife left with the kid, of course.
Right.
And I
right.
think as it should be.
I'm disgusted by you. Keep our child.
Yeah. But don't need him. Yeah. I don't need him. He's too small. I don't have to worry about it yet. So
he's more like veal. He's 10.
Eat some more of these peas. We gotta get you big and strong. Like Hotel Hell? No, that's not. That was that gross thing where they planted the people with their heads sticking out.
Ew.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
It was just a dumb campy horror movie from like the 70s or something. My brain just goes all over when I think about Cannibal Cops.
Doodle, doodle.
Exactly.
I Wayne's just World. Watched that the other night because I was haven't. Like, I need to watch that. It's been too long.
I haven't in a long time. I watched it obsessively.
I know almost every line. Yeah, I like it's then. Annoying because I can just like say it along to the.
Yeah, I could then. I doubt I could now. But yeah. I watched that movie on the night that I lost my virginity.
Awesome. That's a good memory.
It was just the anniversary just a couple weeks ago. Like, because it's something I would celebrate.
Nice, nice. Oh, my God. Yeah, I totally don't know what the date was. I remember I was outside, but.
I wasn't.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's leave that there. But anyways, I don't remember what the Cannibal Cop show was called. It was probably called The Cannibal Cop. But anyways, it was streaming on HBO.
Gotcha.
And it was very interesting.
Cool. Also on HBO is this We're Here with...
What is this?
Shangela, Eureka, and Bob the Drag Queen. Oh. And they go to small towns, and there are a few select people who, like, get in drag, and mm-hmm. they try to have this drag show and, like... The whole town, like, announces it around the whole town, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not.
We're Here?
We're Here. Yeah, they're into season two now. They started season two, and then COVID happened, and they had to pack up and leave, like, 3 days into, like, that shoot at that place. So they started with season two there, wherever there was. I don't remember. But it's totally fun.
Nice.
Like, you're going to be my drag daughter. I'm going to put you in drag for the first time. So now I'm your drag mama. And you know, everybody painting and doing, you know, so many different expressions of stuff. And, like, I've cried at everyone.
Oh. Like, I definitely need to watch it.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I need some feel-good shows.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love making it, but there hasn't been a new season in a hot minute. So that's my normal... That's like my reality show comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Parks and Rec is too. I think I just really like Amy Poehler.
I love Amy Poehler.
She's pretty awesome.
She is.
And I love when they do the like feel good kind of shows, like Parks and Rec and The Making It and stuff. Because mm-hmm. it's not. I mean, look, I like The Real Housewives and all that bullshit.
Right, right.
But God, isn't it just nice to watch something that's just. Nice and sweet and pure. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. refreshing.
Right, right.
It's like a nice glass of water that you needed. Which I brought.
Lovely.
I made a deal with my IT guy.
Life.
Water. I made a deal. I would only keep one bottle of water in the car at any time. Because he cleaned out my car for me.
And there were like 6 bottles.
yeah. There were like 60. It's bad. I paid him $1 to do it. He went ahead and did it. I didn't ask him to do it. He just did it. But then we were talking about how I used to pay Ashley $1 to do it when she was little. So I was like, all right, here's $1.
Yeah.
But then Bailey was cleaning up the table when we were at dinner, and I tipped her $5.
Oh, that
and I said, make
nice.
Sure you tell your mom, because I used to only give her $1 to clean out my car. And Ashley even brought me a present.
Yeah.
She gave me Golden Girls earrings.
Sweet.
Yes. And I still told her daughter to tell her that I paid her $5 to clean it or to wipe off the table.
Inflation.
Exactly.
It's hitting us all.
I know. Jim still only got $1 for cleaning out my car.
Right. Right.
Okay. So I talked about Cannibal Cop, so I can cross that off. This is useful.
Definitely. I love when people bring in notes.
Well, see, if we're talking about, like, crimes or something, I'll have, it, like, the articles or scripts right. or something. But nothing was really striking me as something that I felt like would be an interesting topic.
Gotcha.
I guess I should have put this in the other order, though, of other topics. There, I mean, on I-70, there's nothing new.
Right.
But since last podcast, there's a new interview online with Vicky Webb, who is the survivor of the I-35 killer that they think, you know, the ones in Texas that they think are related to the I-70 killer, but they're not sure.
Oh, okay.
And she was the one who survived the shooting in Texas because she had abnormally large vertebrae. And so She got shot there. Anyone else shot there would have died. But just because of the way she was made, she was built to survive.
Wow. Dun, that's dun, awesome. Dun.
But there's a recent interview with her, and it's really cool. She's just a really cool person. I say like I know her.
Right.
I mean,
right.
from watching this interview. But I'm pretty sure that was on KMOV TV. Pretty sure. If it's not, then you can Google it. I'm sure that's where I saw it. And when I was reading through the articles, because, you know, I Google several times a day and sort it by most recent, but I had been going through and then selecting news and sorting by most recent. But when I didn't, there were more articles, nothing, you know, really new evidence or anything, but just articles from the past couple months that I hadn't seen before for whatever reason didn't come up under news. So there was one that was from like I think the fall of last year, and they said that they do have a lead suspect from the recent tips that they got.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just hadn't seen them say that in that there was a number one suspect. And look, it's probably not my uncle, but in my mind,
totally.
It was my uncle, and I started the solving. Not the murdering.
Right, right. The investigation. The reopening of the investigation.
Yeah, I'm taking credit for something else that I didn't do, not that. But that was just really, that was cool to see. And that article was probably KMOV TV. But anyway, I know I posted it on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
I try, whenever I see a new one or something, even if it's not a new article, it says something different that I don't remember reading before, I try to share it on there.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their lead suspect, and that's the lead. That's all the news I have.
Mm-hmm.
February's over. He didn't. Now, look, there was not a deadline that he would have a ballistics report by February 28th.
Yeah.
But he did say in January that he was thinking maybe in February. And I haven't heard back. And I just can't stop thinking, how long does it take to rule him out? You know what I mean? We were talking about that logic shit earlier. Like,
right.
This shit you can cross off, you can cross off real quick.
Right, right, right.
So I don't know. I get lost in my thoughts and think that it's definitely got to be him. And I try to take a step back and remember, Steph, you're high.
Right.
You're just sitting here high without anything better to do but think about it. So take a break.
Yeah.
So that's all the I-70 interestings.
Gotcha.
Everything else that I have is under just random topics, but there's something I was feverishly Googling before I came over here because I thought it was going to be real easy to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrong, but I'm going to have to check because I bet it is easy to figure out. No, I was just high. Okay. So the dispensary, not the closest one, but the next closest one over. Well, I may as well just say it. It doesn't matter. This is not top secret shit. In Sandusky. And I like that one. Okay. Now, something occurred to me. The first time I went there, the bartender was this really sweet young lady. And she had a really cool last name that I remembered. And that will help in this. But anyways, the other day it occurred to me, I think that she is the daughter of someone that I saw on a reality show. And that woman lives in the Sandusky area.
Yeah.
So I think it might be her. So if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, which I don't anymore, but I only recently stopped watching it, but there was a woman named Danielle who was on there who married someone a long time ago. They long since divorced. But she's from this area. Like, I think Norwalk is where she was living then.
Okay.
And she had some daughters, like grown daughters, and they were on the show, grown-ish daughters, you know. And it, like, I don't know if I just saw a commercial for something or whatever, and it just occurred to me, I was like, that looks like that girl who was one of the daughters. And I'm thinking, okay, now this was a couple months ago that I saw her, so yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. So I was Googling, trying to find, and I saw, I mean, I found pictures of the lady's daughter, but only her first name. So I don't know if it was the same young lady, but I think it was, and that would just be amazing, because this woman on 90 Day Fiancé, I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
It was one of the more upsetting couples. Because it was very obvious that she was being scammed. Blatantly obvious. And she still acts like she doesn't know she was scammed. Like, it's weird. It's a very, like, you have to try to ignore the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really actively try. So what else is going on there? So I find that fascinating. But I'm pretty sure Danielle's daughter is a bud tender. Which is just cool. And I also have wallpaper and artwork situation.
I've seen a lot of your artwork online.
I love it. It's super cool. It's so much fun to do.
Yeah.
It is so satisfying. I'm doing acrylic paint pouring because I have no actual talent at painting. But you make layers in a cup, different layers of color,
okay.
You know, and then you pour it over the canvas and it makes all these cool, like, marbling effects and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these different, like, techniques. And I say this like it's something hard. This is like a kid's art project. This is not hard to do. It's just very messy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also put down, like, say I'll do the whole canvas in some white paint. And so it, since it's pouring paint, you know, it's thinned down, like there's water and silicone, you know, to spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, cover it with all like white or black or something. And then you maybe take some bright colors and just doop, a little swirl, doop, and you just pour little like squirts, like it's a ketchup bottle or something.
Yeah.
Doop, doop, doop. Then you take like a cake icing knife.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, a painting shovel.
Yeah.
You know.
Paint stick? Paintbrush?
That you paint with, though. It's like a knife. It's a knife.
Okay.
It's a knife that you use for painting, depending on what size you want. But anyways.
Right.
So It's like you have...
Like Bob Ross, like taking the...
Yes.
Putting it on the, to make trees.
Yes.
Okay.
But what you're going to do with it is take like the white paint or black paint or whatever that's next to where the pretty color is. And you put, you just kind of, you know, get the right on top of the surface tension, the knife blade thing. And it's not a knife that's going to cut anything.
Right.
and you just kind of like spread it slowly. And it'll take, if you do it right, which is easy, I promise, just takes a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
It pulls that white or black or whatever, just a very thin layer of it over the other colors you have.
Okay.
And then the silicone like pushes the paint apart. So it makes little like holes in the paint that you're pulling over it. So it's like these cells appear and you see the colors underneath that you put down with your like ketchup bottle type thing.
Sweet.
So that it makes these really pretty swipes where the colors will blend together with each other. And then, like, your base color or whatever goes over it to make, like, cells.
Mm-hmm.
It is so satisfying when you watch it. You watch the paint move and the little cells open up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's amazing. It's very, it's like ASMR visual.
Okay.
Just to watch it is so satisfying. So when you're doing it, too, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make a wall of art.
Nice.
The wall behind the couch, I'm just going to make, I'm going to get a ton of different canvases and just pour all over them.
That's a great
idea. Because I did with my coffee table, it was little tiles.
Mm-hmm.
And I took all the little tiles out and poured paint on those.
Oh.
So each tile is its own art piece.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You're so creative. You do so much stuff. You say you're not talented, but you do like tons of stuff. You
I
know?
Can't
like,
draw
all
things,
that jewelry
though.
And... You can paint, and you can bling stuff, and craft, and create, and paint, and make headboards, and I mean, you've done a lot.
I like to make projects.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of wallpaper in my house now.
Yeah.
A lot. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I don't care. It's going to stay.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to put all the paintings all over the wall. And they'll just be all different styles of the paint pouring. And then also the paintings, though, that I commissioned of my pets. Because I commissioned a local artist to do paintings of my pets. The dog's playing poker and the cats are drinking wine. They're beautiful paintings.
Yeah.
Worth every penny.
Nice.
And then some. And so I finally have them hanging up on the wall nicely since I'm getting like a more permanent space for them. So it'll be those and then my artwork.
Nice.
Oh my God. Did you see the sunburst? I made it with hot glue.
No, I don't think
so. Oh my God, it is so cool. Okay, well, you know, like the sunbursts.
Right.
You know? So it's just like a canvas and then I took a hot glue gun and just like made a point to be the center of the sunburst. And then you just make lines with the hot glue gun straight out from each side. Of your center.
Right.
Over and over and over and over until it's a whole sunburst.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's clear, so then you have to paint it. So then you go to Lowe's and you buy metallic spray paint.
Oh, fun.
And it's so much fun.
Cool.
So I painted it in metallic gold and then a rose gold I did kind of like in the center and blended it a little bit. And then I got a glitter one.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it got glitter all over the top of it.
Sweet.
It is so cool. But it can't go on the bamboo wallpaper because the colors match too much.
Oh, yeah.
So it has to go on the other wallpaper, which is a whole other project. I mean, the wallpaper's up, but that's going to be a whole other art installation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be mostly gold.
Cool.
And golden girls. I have some lovely gold shelves that Jim was supposed to hang up at least a year ago.
Oh, I'm sure.
And my ceiling fan. I don't even remember what ceiling fan I got for my room. But it's sitting in the box, waiting to be put up, because it's too hot
You'll like that
to turn
summer.
Off the air conditioning. And, you know, because you have to turn off all the power to hang it, right?
Mm.
So the problem was, it's too hot. I have to turn off the power. I can't be up there doing that when it's so hot. But you'll notice now that it's winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah. Yep.
Maybe he needs a good reminder.
He's had some.
Smack him upside
he's head. He's, you know, I shouldn't bitch about him because he's been so good. He's been very helpful with all of my meltdowns. So I should probably not bitch about him. But I will anyways because it's fun. He likes it. He loves it. He loves when I pick on him.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, it's his favorite.
Just continually talk about him on your podcast all the time. And so
he,
the entire world knows who he is.
The only thing he likes more is when I throw things at him for fun. They have to be soft things that don't hurt.
Yeah.
But you just surprise him and throw something at him. It's so much fun. He did it to me and I was like, see, it's hilarious.
Right, right.
I mean, it had like...
Timing.
Yeah, it has to be like... a foam ball or something. It can't be something
that
could actually do any damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's my artwork. And the other thing that I did, I cleaned with power tools.
Cool.
I got a drill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jim has one, my IT guy.
Yeah.
And so I ordered the thing that they keep putting on BuzzFeed posts. About you put these on your drill so that you can get that really hard soap scum and rust stains or whatever, you know, in your bathtub. And it has all these little brush attachments that you put onto your drill. And it'll clean everything real good. It's a piece of shit.
Is it?
Yeah. But it worked. I don't know if there is a good one that you could get. But the brush that I probably needed, the attachment I probably needed the most, was like more of a buff thing, like a scrubby brush kind of thing. And on that one, when you put it in the extender daily thing on the drill, it bent. Now, I don't think I can bend steel. So I think it was cheaply made. But
yeah.
So then it bent and it got stuck. Luckily, I used the extendy thingy that came with it. And not Jim's good one, I would have felt bad. Mm-hmm. Because it just broke off in there eventually when I was trying to get it off. But, I mean, it was bent at like a 45 degree angle.
Oh, jeez.
So, the whole thing was going to be fucked anyway. So, I had to use the one that looks like a toilet brush extender on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked, though.
Because
the one that was just a regular flat brush.
Yeah.
It wouldn't keep going. Like, if you put any pressure on it, it would stop spinning. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
So I could only use the one thing out of all of them. And it wasn't the best one for the job, but I did get the bathtub clean from the soap scum with the power tool.
Nice.
And I took a bath yesterday.
Nice.
I haven't done a bath in a long time.
Yeah, you know, like, tubs are tiny.
Yeah.
I thought about doing a bath, but like...
Well, I have an extra tray.
That's nice.
Because apparently I ordered two.
Oh, okay.
I opened the box yesterday to go take my bath, and there were two trays in it.
Oh, okay.
And I checked the order. Yep, I ordered two. Well, this is what happens. I have ongoing shopping carts on a lot of different sites.
Right.
And so when I open it and start going, I really need to button down which one of these trays I'm going to get for my bath. So I would go in and look one up and add it to the cart and not realize there was probably already one in there. And if it's not the same one, I would have noticed.
Yeah.
But since it would have just said quantity two, I didn't notice.
Gotcha.
I know to check that on other websites because I do that a lot. But not this one. So now I have two bath trays. And I lit the little candle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I played my podcast. Not this one. I don't like listening to myself. But a case file is what I was listening to. And I got my little bath pillow. And I relaxed. And I put the bath bomb in there.
Nice.
And it smelled nice. And I was like, yay, this is great. Like, this is fucking boring.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? I can't just sit here and listen to the podcast. Like, I need to be doing something. So it was just a quick bath.
Yeah. And they go cold easily, too. You can't just, like, sit in a bath. It gets cold. And...
Yeah, I can't even fill the whole thing up with hot water.
Right.
I mean, it's plenty warm, but... Whatever. Lame.
Yeah.
I got wallpaper for the bathroom, too.
Oh, okay.
I haven't put it up yet. It's just going to be one little section around the toilet.
Okay.
Because it's, like, kind of a separate... I mean, there's not a separate door for the toilet, but it almost is like a separate little space back there. So I'm just going to do that little section that's kind of...
Yeah.
It'll have a decent stopping point that won't make me paper an entire room.
Right, right, right.
But it's like really pretty, succulents. A bunch of different pretty succulents. Yeah. Is the print on it.
Nice.
Yes. And I also think I'm going to get a bar.
Like a rolling bar cart or a stand-up bar? Well, I was considering, bar?
I want to get an actual, like, bar. I think that that would be an excellent podcasting location. I want to have a podcast room.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be a room. That would just be a section of the living room.
Right.
But if that doesn't work out, in my room that's my gym and really the dog's bedroom, Indy's bedroom, she's the only dog in there, I can make a corner there that I can put some chairs and we can sit in there. Because it's a small room to begin with, but like, I don't have to have my mat down all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do have my bike and my rower in there. But I know I can... work it out.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a podcasting room.
Cute.
And I won't have to be like, hey, do you want to do a podcast? Can we do it at your house?
Right.
Yeah.
Although it's no big deal. Well, it's nice having people over. Well, you know, no one ever comes over.
My house is such a fucking disaster all the time. I can't have anyone in. But it's getting better again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it goes in... cycles.
Yeah.
And I'm on an up cycle. So it's getting there. But the problem is with all the projects that I'm doing creates a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
You know, all the packaging that comes with it when you order it. So we're going to have to get a huge dumpster, and I feel bad about that.
That sucks. We're getting a large dumpster for the house very soon.
Excellent. Their
parents' house, because that's about all we have left, is to throw everything out.
Excellent.
And we're starting to make contact with a realtor, and
awesome.
So we're getting closer to cleaning my in-laws' cat hoarding house that has been abandoned and my husband has been working on for over a year now. And it's finally going to be over soon. Because St. Francis, what, does that sound like a Catholic name? Yes, it is. In our community, St. Francis, after my father-in-law lost his Medicaid, sent us a bill for $35,000, and then a court order 30 days later. So now they have to pay lawyer fees to do all these hearings to keep track of it while we're still making payments for them.
Oh, my God.
And...
do you need this cut out, by the way?
I don't think so.
Okay. I just wanted to ask because I was going to make a note, but...
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Okay.
So, but it's been an ongoing issue, and it's soon going to be done.
That's
the house is going to get sold.
That is messed up.
My husband
up.
Will How come
do
back.
Do that shit.
And is and he's done it almost entirely on his own.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, he rescued like 30 cats out of there.
Oh, my God.
And took them to a farm because that really happens. You get a farmer who wants a lot of cats, and so we didn't have to put any of them down or anything like that, which was really nice. They all went to a nice farm.
But a real farm. Not
but
like,
a real farm. Not
the
like,
farm that your old
not
dog
Not the rainbow
went.
Bridge. That, yeah. So.
Not Betty's farm.
Right. Right, right. So I have a public, not announcement, but a warning, a public
service announcement.
A service announcement. Thank you. Yes, a public service announcement. So I went to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And it's really interesting because Sondheim's West Side Story just came out and it's all about, you know, Puerto Ricans. And so I'd just been there and I was watching the movie and it was really cool. I kind of had a different like eye on like how to watch the movie. There they have these what they call bioluminescent bays, and they have it's from algae that lights up. And so there are all these companies that have you use boats, like a lot of people, like you can kayak out to this bay and supposedly kayak on this bioluminescent bay. Well, what really happens is it gets really dark, and then you tie boats together and put tarps over them so it's really, really dark, and you are under the tarp and stirring this water with a stick to try to get some of those flashy lights to come up. And then you never see them and you give them somebody else a turn. And I took 3 or 4 times turns to do that and I never saw any flashy thingies. It's not like it's on this like illuminated lake like they totally make it sound. So if you're going to visit in Puerto Rico, ignore the bioluminescent bay shit because it's a scam. And I'm sure
it
costs a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And if you're going to ride a kayak, you have to be under 400 pounds for 2 people. Just a weight limit notice. Or maybe it's 450. People. But no. Yeah, like 2-person kayak, they have a weight limit. So we didn't do a kayak because me plus any of them would be more than 450. So we couldn't do that. Yeah. Although the electric boat was nicer. I don't think I'd want to be kayaking out there. Plus, we'd spent the whole day on a boat. A nice boat that took us to this beautiful island.
Mm.
So where it was like blue-green water and like white sand. And it was totally clear. Oh. But it was really shallow. My mom had a little trouble like falling in the shallow and then not being able to get up.
Oh.
Because it wasn't deep enough for her. I mean, she was swimming, and that was no problem, but it was not deep enough to swim. And she'd struggle kind of getting up off the sandbar, and, like, waves are, like, hitting her, and she's coughing. And we're like, Mom, you know, we got to go rescue her. And it was fabulous. It was so beautiful and glorious, and I had, like, this magical time that was
wonderful.
Started out rough with my sister, but I managed to get through that and decided she wasn't going to ruin my trip because I really needed to rest, and so I did that. So go to Puerto Rico. It's wonderful and lovely. You don't need a passport. You do need to be vaccinated. And you have to wear a mask everywhere. But it's worth it. And it's fantastic. Just don't go to the bioluminescent bay shit. It's not worth the money. But go to Puerto Rico.
There's Puerto Rico.
Right. And so, yeah, of course, then they're like, Puerto Rico. And I'm like, yes.
They're the official sponsor of Dead Drunk Uncle. Puerto Rico and Tarasana are unofficial sponsors.
Right.
Yeah, because I said they are, and I'm in charge.
You are.
I keep, you know, I have this kind of daydream that while we're sitting here recording, my phone's gonna ring, and they're gonna tell me the answer, but it didn't happen.
No, the answer to...
If he was the killer.
Oh, if he was the killer. Like, randomly it happens to be when we're on air.
We're sitting here recording. Cool.
Right.
Yeah, and then we hear the ring on the recording.
That would be cool.
We'd actually have the phone call on the podcast. Well, with permission.
You might be like, I don't recognize that number. Spam.
I mean...
I'm recording.
Shit. No, that wouldn't have been spam. I wouldn't have missed any calls.
No, probably not.
No. No, the only spam calls I get are CVS. It comes up as spam because they call so much.
Don't even get
started. I can't. They're terrible.
I have to switch to their mail order.
They are CVS and Aetna and Prudent RX, all the same company.
I got my regular like blood tests for my 6-month checkup, $420. I don't understand why.
Where did you go?
Path Labs.
Jesus. I go to Path Labs and I usually just get my small little copay of mine. Sure, it sucks.
Yeah, me too. Oh, me too. It's been like nothing and like...
That's awful. $420.
I'm like, really? That's possible? Like, I don't...
That's messed up.
Like, preventative care? Is there none? That
can't be right.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you about like maybe trying to help me figure it out. But
yeah, do you have the EOB?
I don't have an EOB.
Oh, okay.
I just have the bill at this point. But it says on there that that my insurance has assured us that the rest is your problem.
Well, it depends on how the insurance processes it. If it was applied to deductible or something.
Right. It's a brand new plan, too, so I don't know.
It could be possible. But if they denied it, there's a problem. Regardless, whether it was a denial and error or a correct denial, there's some kind of problem that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
So that it can go through properly.
Yeah.
But if it is certainly possible that it just went to... Was it the entire amount that was billed that they are giving to you or just part of it?
It looks like the whole thing.
Okay, then that's probably a problem.
I'll show it to you afterwards. Okay.
Yeah, because... if it's going to be your deductible or something, mm-hmm. it'll be like, say, the Path Labs charged $900.
Right.
And then and your deductible is whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wait, where was I going with this? Because I know what I was saying, but I don't remember where I was going. Oh, yeah. Because it'll still be your allowable. Or the insurance allowable amount that'll go to your deductible.
Okay.
So, like, if your insurance says that, you know, they would cover for blood work, you know, they billed $900, but we cover $500. That's how much your plan says
right.
is allowed to be spent on that. Now, you have a $7 million deductible, so mm-hmm. we'll just go ahead and move that over. But it wouldn't be the whole $900.
Right.
It would just be the $500 that they would allow. So, like, if it's, you know, 9999, and that's how much then they bill to you,
yeah,
it's probably a erroneous denial.
Okay.
I had to learn all that shit myself, too.
Right. Because
when I worked, I did do insurance billing, but they didn't really offer any training at the job.
Right.
Because nobody knew how to do it.
Nobody knows how to train at
a job. And the person who was doing the main job on the main account that we were working on had no idea. He was the only man who worked in the entire organization.
Oh.
And yet, he was in charge of this and had no idea how to do it. And really, the work he had done there previously didn't have anything to do with working on this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their biggest client. And I found out, because, you know, I like to do things mm-hmm. and figure them out
work,
and not just pretend. I found that one of the directors of the company, they had a family member who was working there. And I was working on the same thing with her. And I found out she was not doing anything.
I think you told me that. Like, it'd been like a long time.
Years. She would literally just take papers and like make lines on them. Crossing things out, saying that they were done, but she didn't even know how to do them.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was a huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it all out. And they still let that guy be in charge of it. And wouldn't let me even talk to the client. I wasn't allowed to talk to the client, but I had to do all the work.
Rude.
And it's so disgusting.
Yeah. That's shitty.
I don't think that company is around anymore.
Hmm.
And at least the office I worked at isn't where I worked.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Anyways. Employers are just assholes.
Yep. Mostly.
Yeah.
Mine is not. I have like a dream job, but. So.
That's awesome.
I get to make my own schedule and I'm mostly my own boss. So that's handy.
I'm mostly my own boss.
Absolutely.
I say that today is a podcast day and possibly an artwork day. It's a little cold, but it's not super windy or rainy, so I might be able to pour some things. But I sprayed my sunburst because it didn't have a clear coat on top of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I remembered to take everything in and rescue it before Jesus tried to kill it.
Very smart.
I usually forget to check if it's going to rain overnight. And I have to do all the painting outside because it's a mess. Like, my whole deck is covered in acrylic paint. Just messes, splashes of it everywhere.
Yeah.
There's empty paint bottles all over the ground. This is just how I roll.
Technically, it just looked like a Pollock deck. A Jackson Pollock deck.
Yeah.
Like, that was totally a tribute.
Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to do. It's on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, I need to stop this anyways, so we can probably just stop it there because it shuts itself off at 1 hour.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
And we've talked about insurance for the last couple of minutes.
Oh,
so
yeah. I just like to bitch about insurance.
Thrilling to our 4 million audience, 4 million listener audience.
Yes. Thanks for listening. Thanks for talking with me.
It's been great.
It's been a pleasure. And thanks for listening again. And I'll talk to you more later. Bye.
Bye.